When you grow up, you can suck your pacifier all you want. Extra mustard for Bart. Slice diagonally, not lengthwise. Light mayo for Lisa. Cut off the crust. Double bologna for a home.
Mom, can you my lucky red cap? Mom, where's my lucky red cap?
Mom, I hate working mental things.
You make me gag.
Mom, I'm talking to you. Bart, I split my pants again. Can I have two sandwiches today? Make the bologna sandwiches, too. Can I have two slices of bologna?
One at a time! One at a time!
Double bologna! Don't forget to make a double bologna, because you can hardly take the bologna.
There you go, Lisa. No pimentos. Bart, your hat's where you left it, behind the toilet. Homer, I'll sew your pants, but I'm out of bologna.
Thanks, Mom.
Don't!
Videos to return. Grocery list. Free dip for the cat. Homer's dry cleaning. I think that's everything.
Marge, can you take my ball to Nick's today? A bottle cap got lodged in a finger hole.
I'm running late as it is. Can't you just use one of the balls at the alley?
Oh, alley balls.
All right, don't whine. Just put it in my left hand. Kids, hurry up or you're going to miss your bus.
No way.
Never happened. We'll all be damned.
Mom, Bart's making faces at me.
It's a nervous twitch and I'm a little sensitive about it if you don't mind.
Mom, he's doing it again. Bart, quit it. Quit it. Hey, quit it.
Get out! Fruit leather. Three fresh imitation orange drink. Crusty brand duck sausage pizza.
Sorry, lady. You've got the wrong Nick's. You want Nick's on the other side of town.
Gee, I don't know what Nicky's telling you. I haven't flushed a bowl in years.
Oh, this miserable stress headache. Feels like there's a rat in my brain.
It's time for another Bill and Marty. Classic crank call.
Hello. Is this Mr. Justin Sherman?
Yes.
Sir, your wife is dead.
Oh, God, no.
That's right. She just walked through a plate glass window. There's blood everywhere.
I just talked to her.
Your wife is dead.
I haven't flushed a bowl in years.
No!
Look, lady, this better be good.
This is Arnie Pye with Arnie in the Sky. We've got big problems on the Springfield Memorial Bridge, people. Traffic going way back in both directions. And look out at the corner of 14th and Elm, because I just dropped my bagel.
She's locked in the car and refuses to move.
Well, did you flash your lights?
Yes.
Well, I'm fresh out of ideas.
All right. A chance to catch some rays.
Come on. I got a body in the trunk.
Mr. Cheney, stop fiddling with the buttons. Oh, now you've gotten chocolate all over everything.
This is Kent Brockman reporting live from Arnie Pye's traffic copter. But I can assure you, this is no mere morning traffic report.
Hey!
Face the facts, Arnie. An overworked and underappreciated housewife has snapped and parked her car on the bridge, refusing to budge. This reporter is now going to be lowered down in the Channel 6 Sky Harness for an exclusive interview. Huh? Ow!
Hey!
Ow!
What?
Hey, sweetheart, what's the matter? Not getting enough of the good stuff at home?
Don't!
Let me through! I'm her husband!
Well, that explains a lot.
Try to talk her out of there. But don't put your lips on it or anything.
Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? Hello?
Homer, is that you?
What should I say?
Well, how about yes, it's me?
Yes, it's me.
I'm telling her I love her.
I love you very much.
Aww.
And, later tonight, I think you and I should, snuggle.
why don't you just, wrap it up?
Look, Marge, I can tell something's bothering you. But if you come out of that car, I promise to do whatever it takes to make it better. Please, honey.
Okay.
Cover, boy.
Off the record, ma'am, all the gals on the force knew just how you felt.
That's nice. You think you could loosen my cuffs?
No.
Don't you worry, Mr. Mayor. This little bird will be cracking rocks by the end of the week.
Wigum, you glorified night watchman, let her go.
But she broke the law.
Thanks for the civics lesson. Now listen to me. If Marge Simpson goes to jail, I can kiss the chick bolt goodbye. And if I go down, you're gonna break my fall.
Word to the wise, Quimby. Don't write checks, your butt can't turn.
Hear me loud and clear, Wiggum. You bite me, I'll bite back.
You talk the talk, Quimby, but do you walk the walk?
I hereby declare today to be Marge Simpson Day in the city of Springfield.
They're like trained seals. Toss them a fish and watch them slap their fins together.
Well, all's well that ends well. Good night, Marge.
Many years ago, the Spanish explorers discovered a little piece of heaven nestled in the Springfield Mountains. They called it Rancho Relaxo, and so do we. Today, it's Springfield's only two-star health spa. Swim, play tennis, or just sit and stare at the walls. At Rancho Relaxo, you're the boss. Remember, you can't spell Relaxo without relax.
Homer? Homer! I need a vacation.
What? But Marge, we just had a vacation. Remember Mystic Caverns?
I need to unwind.
I know you do, Marge, but come on. You know what our vacations are like. Those three monsters in the back seat. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And let's face it, I'm no day at the beach either. Marge, can I have another sandwich? Marge, can I have another sandwich?
No, I mean a vacation by myself.
What? You mean we're getting a divorce? Marge, I can change.
No, homie, no. I still love you. A lot of couples take separate vacations.
Well, okay. But you have to swear you're coming back.
I swear?
All right, then.
Thanks again for taking the children while I'm away.
Don't worry yourself. We've got 6 months of maternity leave we're never going to use anyway.
Homer, can you bring Maggie out?
Wish I'd thought of that.
She's starting to give.
Homer, if Maggie really doesn't want to leave the house, maybe she should just stay with you.
Are you sure that's wise? I'll probably trade her for a beer and a nudie magazine.
For your information, I can take care of my... See? Got her in the first bounce.
All aboard for Shelbyville, Badwater, Kettleskull, Testing Grounds, and Rancho Relaxo.
Goodbye, homie.
Goodbye? Where's my clean underwear?
Check the dryer.
How often should I change Maggie?
Whenever she needs it.
Marge! Marge! How do I use the pressure cooker?
Don't!
This is Coma. WKOMA. Restful, easy listening. Coming up next, a super set of songs about clouds.
Hello, Maggie. Sorry, honey. Mommy went crazy and went far, far away. So it's going to be just you and me for a while. Just you and me.
Kids, you haven't touched your tongue sandwiches. You need something to drink? We've got Clamato Mr. Pibb and Sawmilk.
That's all right. I think I'll just hit the hay.
It's 12:30 in the afternoon.
I'm aware of the time.
Lisa, you'll sleep in my bed. Bart, you'll be sleeping with your Aunt Patty.
In your bed?
Uh-huh. And I should warn you, I'm told I snore. Whoa! Divorce court's on 15 minutes.
I'm scared, Lisa. You think you know fear? Well, I've seen them naked. Look!
Oh, hello, and welcome to Rancho Relaxo. I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such films as Today We Kill, Tomorrow We Die, and Gladys the Groovy Mule. But today you'll see me in my greatest role, your video tour guide to Rancho Relaxo. Our tour starts in your very own room, where Relaxo Vision offers you the latest Hollywood hits. And after midnight, the finest R-rated movies Europe has to offer. Ooh la la. Today's selections are...
Thelma and Louise, The Happy Little Elves Meet Fuzzy Snuggle Duck, and The Erotic Awakening of S.
Jeff Rodrigo, what are you up to?
A taste for yourself, Troy.
Mm-hmm. That can't be good for me. It tastes too good.
That's where you're wrong, Troy. This whole pot is only 14 calories.
Oh, Gregory, where have you been all my life? Feeling tense?
Mm-hmm.
Then just push 9 on your phone. Then the pound sign. Then 483. We'll do the rest.
Come on, Maggie. Nummy, nummy, num. Drink peas.
Marge, it's times like this I'm glad I flunked out of that Mexican med school.
Hi, Barney. Thanks for keeping me company.
No problem. Well, if it is a little Bart. Remember your Uncle Barney? Hey, Homer, let me hold him.
All right, but just be careful.
Whoa! Someone smells stinky! Oh, it's me.
Bart, you really shouldn't be looking through other people's things. Find anything good?
I said it before and I'll say it again. Ay, caramba! Elise, bang, bang!
Aw, Bart, that's a blackhead gun!
Ew!
Best MacGyver ever. Mm-hmm. Richard Dean Anderson will be in my dreams tonight.
Go to sleep and good night. La 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 la. May your Christmas days be nice. Good night, my little pork chop. Maggie, time for your 9 a.m. feeding. Maggie!
Maggie! Oh, man, you want a bad night? Try I sleeping on one of these?
Barney, I've lost a baby. It's the worst thing I've ever done.
Don't worry. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make you an omelet.
Just help me look.
Are you sure? I make them with two kinds of cheese.
Come on.
Wow. Hey, Homer, I think I've got her. Ah, come on.
Marty, you're going to pull her arm off.
The sooner I get her out, the sooner we can have omelets.
So, what's the verdict?
Oh, dear God. I can't even put a bag over my head.
Yes, you could.
Hello, I'd like the Department of Missing Babies.
Please hold.
Bungee jumping, kayaking, calligraphy, cigar making, hula dancing. I guess I've done everything.
By now you've seen what Rancho Relaxo has to offer. But remember, we can't tell you how to have a good time. You have to tell us. As I said to Dolores Montenegro in Calling All Quakers, have it your way, baby.
Hello, room service? This is Marge Simpson. I'd like a hot fudge sundae with whipped cream and some chocolate chip cheesecake. And a bottle of tequila.
Let's get out of here, Thelma.
Okay, Louise.
What do you want?
I came to see the kids.
Wait here. Don't steal any light bulbs.
Hey, kids! You haven't seen Maggie around any place, have you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, I gotta go.
Come on, kids! It's time to rub Aunt Patty's feet!
Hello, Governor. Move job while you white.
Don't touch me.
Yellow.
Hi, homie. I feel much better.
Listen, Marge, how would you feel if I told you the dog ran away?
Homer, that's awful.
Oh. Well, I got good news for you. The dog didn't run away.
Well, good. I'm coming home, honey. You can pick me up at the train station in an hour.
And bring the kids. Bye.
Hey, don't jump. I know you're going through some tough times, but you have your whole life ahead of you.
No, Marge. Maggie was very young. It's not like we got so attached to her. No. Marge, isn't life funny? One day they're babies, the next thing you know, they're off on their own.
You the man who reported the lost baby?
Yes.
Can you describe her?
She's small. She's a girl.
Bingo!
Oh, Maggie!
Not so fast. You're wanted on three counts of criminal neglect.
You found my baby. Oh, thank you.
Sucks. Just don't do it again, you big lug.
You're not going anywhere.
I missed you, too. And from now on, I hope you'll help me out a little more than you used to.
You got it, sweetheart. You have enough blanket there?
Well, I could use a little more. And sometimes I want a little time to myself. And I expect you to help.
Mom?
I think I speak for everyone in this bed when I say you have nothing to worry about. Now let's just try and get a little shut-eye, okay?